days of darkness, which we've known will blow away with this new sun.
The most entertaining American today, Charles Ramsey. Second most entertaining American today, Nate Olson. We can only get one of them in studio today because the other one is still enjoying his 15 minutes of fame after saving three missing girls in Cleveland.
Yep.
Welcome back. Fury Electric Studio, Justin Akery, joined by superstar Matt Stell. You have a nickname?
Stretch.
I could see that.
Everybody calls me
I've
Stretch.
I've never met too many guys that look more Stretch than you do.
I thank you.
I mean that as a positive thing.
Kind of reminds me a little bit of my good buddy Rhett Lashley a little bit.
Yeah.
Little resemblance, even how you talk.
All right. I don't know.
You know him?
I don't. I think we graduated high school maybe the same year, and we were both on the hill for the All-Star stuff.
What position did you play there?
Well, I think he was there for football. I was there for basketball. It was just.
Where'd you go to high school?
Nemo Vista.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Scenic and beautiful.
Oh,
Nemo Vista.
God's country.
What's the mascot? That could be a trivia question. Save that.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what it should be. It should be the Sterlings.
Why is that?
Sterling from Center Ridge. Never.
Good point.
Come on.
Never thought about
it. Get to my level. I'm not going to put it on the bottom shelf for you.
Crazy Mike doesn't have a mascot, but if he did, it'd probably be a shrimp or a wing. Maybe a shrimp with wings.
Shrimp with wings.
That'd be kind of interesting. Crazy Mike has shrimp and wings. I wonder if I could get shrimp. I just thought about this. What if I went to Crazy Mike's and I said, hey, I want the wing sauce that you put on your Thai chili wings, but I want it put on shrimp. That would be fire. Mm. Or maybe garlic parmesan shrimp. Because he does garlic parmesan wings. I think I just had what we call an epiphany.
I only eat shrimp from Bossecure, Alabama. So is that where those shrimp would be coming from?
You know, it's funny you mention that because that is exactly right. And he also gets his bread, of course, from the Leidenheimer Bakery.
Famous.
In New Orleans, which yeah. I know you only eat your bread from there too, which is weird.
Yeah, that's like the only time I'm off this paleo diet is Leidenheimer goods.
It's amazing that Crazy Mike, it's almost as though he crawled into your brain and he is being Matt Stell as he was creating this restaurant out of 200 North Bowman Road in Little Rock, Arkansas. Today is Wednesday, which means all you can eat catfish, and I'm sure you're not immune to that either.
Mm.
Soft shell crab po' boy sandwiches for those of you who are feeling a little bit fancy and willing to take a little step outside your normal po' boy comfort zone.
Well, well, well.
11 to 8, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9:30 on Friday and Saturday. It is Crazy Mike's Shrimp and Wings, over 10 lunch specials through the week as well. So if you're swinging around that area and you want to drop in some food and drop it off here.
Where I swing, but.
Well, I'm just saying it's such a good deal, though. You could swing by there and then pop in the studio and drop off a couple of items here.
I think I'm going to try that crab sandwich. I heard you raving about that. I think I'm going to go try that.
I actually have not had it, the soft shell crab po' boy sandwich. I've heard good things about it. It's a relatively new item.
You've been talking it up, and it sounds good.
So. Well, Crazy Mike has had a couple of scheduling conflicts, and I've been in there a couple times since it was brought in, but I just couldn't get past my old standbys, you know what I mean? But by the time I get to crawfish bisque and the other stuff, it's hard for me to move on.
Yeah.
Nate, what's going on?
Well, quite a bit, actually. And in Saline County, we're working hard. We're getting ready for the Razorbacks for Reading basketball game. It's on Saturday night, 7 o'clock at the center, Bishop Park, our brand new, pretty much, community center. If you haven't seen that, it's a great facility. We have had this at Benton High School, but we decided to move it. Our Parks and Recreation Director, Derek Phillips, decided to move it. We're kind of co-organizers of this, thought it would be good to have it there. There's an AAU tournament that day, and so we're going
to
kind of
plus, you're trying to be inclusive because you don't want the people from Bryant or Bauxite feeling slighted.
Exactly, yeah. So this is a good venue. We've done this for 4 years, and to refresh your memory, you've been nice enough to have me on every year to talk about this, but this benefits Imagination Library, which is a literacy program that Dolly Parton came up with in Tennessee, and the children there in the underprivileged area. She wanted to increase the literacy level, so she came up with this program.
Did she?
Giving the free books away to kids from 0 to 5 years old. You get a book every month, the kid does. My kids get it. It's great. If you have kids like you do, you understand that you start reading to them when they're in the womb, and it's part of their development. And
I do?
Yeah. That's something that's suggested.
Screw that up.
That's something suggested.
Yeah, it's a little late. I was thinking if Dolly Parton wanted to promote literacy, all she would have to do is go around to every classroom in America and read to the kids and just hold the book right under her chest. I'm sure they'd all pay close attention.
Yes, yeah. they would. But this is a good program. And
maybe a little lower than she used to have. To.
You know, about 4 years ago, I guess it was, I was in leadership Saline County. We had to come up with it's a leadership program. We had to come up with a class project. So Derek and I together came up with this. And we've had some really great support from these former Razorbacks. It's former Razorback players, athletes, against high school seniors, which you've seen a lot of charity games. I like this because everybody wins here. The guys, the Razorbacks, feel like they're giving back, and the kids get a once-in-a-lifetime experience, one way to kind of send them out. A lot of these kids aren't going to play basketball again. Mm-hmm. They're on the court with a pretty good crowd with some of these guys that they've watched play. So Anthony Lucas has been a really, really good contributor, and Ernie Murray sets it up for us. He calls right. all the guys. We've got C.J. McClain. Sean Andrews can't play because of his back, but he's going to be there to offer moral support and cheer those guys on when they're out there and sign some autographs. He's going to bring a bunch of cards and sign those. So if you that's an autograph that a lot of people like to have. Very, very good player for Arkansas.
So when you say Razorback reading, they're not actually reading anything, right?
No, no.
Okay, sure.
I assume they all can read.
A few of the guys that I've known that
I think they all can read a little bit.
I wouldn't really necessarily count on all that.
Well,
most of them probably can.
They're four people reading, and they're pro literacy.
We're all pro literacy.
Yes, they are.
You know what? If you can't go pro in sports, go pro literacy. I say
absolutely, right. Absolutely. But we've gotten a lot of support from the community, so you just ask everybody to come out. It's going to be a really good time. 7 o'clock. It's $5. It's cheap entertainment. I don't think there's a lot going on.
What's the date again?
Saturday night. This Saturday night.
Okay.
Yeah, this Saturday night at 7 at the center at Bishop Park. Also, we're giving away, with the admission, you get a drawing for an iPad mini, compliments of Best Buy, and then you can buy more chances for $1 a piece. So, it's just, you know, we're going to try to generate some revenue for this, and it's just a good way to for everybody to win Saturday night.
All right. Well, if you ever want to go outside the box of the box that you've already gotten outside of and go reading radio, I could put together a little team. We could take on any collection of Saline County seniors that you want. I got at the center position, I got Big Matt Stell, who's a little bit undersized. He's a hybrid. I got Matt Jones at the four. The three will be taken up by, I guess we put Headband at the three at this point.
Yeah, well,
I'm playing the point, by the way, because that's how I do.
Well, when we put Headband at the two, move me to the three and get Joe Klein to anchor the middle down.
Oh,
I like
my.
You know what? That would be better.
Bring it.
You're talking about a dream team.
Yeah, that would be pretty. I'm pretty sure I could get some assists in that game.
Yeah,
RJ is your version of Christian Laettner on that dream team, right? RJ Hawk.
If by that you mean hated and not very good, yes, he's the guy.
The token college player.
Hey, at this point, he's as good as I am, so isn't saying much. But unlike RJ, I'm the ageless wonder. I am the Derek Fisher for this club.
I checked with him too. He's still not engaged yet
to a woman this time.
RJ,
right? Exactly.
Yeah.
He's still trying to use that.
I ask him that every time I see him. It kind of bothers him a little bit.
Just don't ask his girlfriend. I almost said his fiance. Yeah, just don't ask her.
Okay.
Sore subject, I think.
Oh, okay. I'll remember that.
Actually, make sure you ask her next time you see her. I like to make him uncomfortable. El Guapo says, I like this guy. He's talking about you, Matt Stell. I mean, I'm sure he likes you too, Matt.
Sounds like a handsome fella.
He sent this in before you got here. He says he knows sports and music, and he's been compared to Lyle Lovett. If he likes Robert Earl Keane, make him co-host. Do you like Robert Earl Keane?
Do I like Robert Keane? Come on now. Yeah, I cut my teeth on Robert Keane singing the whole No Kind of Dancer record. And then Robert Earl Keane actually did a cool, probably my favorite tribute song to Levon Helm, like even before Levon had passed. It's fantastic. I wouldn't steer you wrong, bro. Yeah. Robert Keane is one of those writers of, you know, like a generation kind of a thing.
He's really good.
Spectacular.
El Guapo got me turned on to him, although I have not seen him in concert yet, and he's been at the Rev Room a few times.
He's good. He hadn't been here in a while, but I saw him in Memphis, not I guess a couple years ago. It's the last time I've seen him.
JK says Wednesday jockstrap to CNN and Nancy Grace for having a satellite interview when Nancy Grace and the reporter were mere feet apart. It is easy to see when the same cars appear within seconds behind each of them. No, no doubt. And El Guapo also has an issue. We were talking about fans and things that annoy you that fans do, whether it's chants, whether they have some sort of organized.
Get in the hole! Get in the hole!
That's annoying. That's a good one.
That's the free bird of golf.
Right. Do you play
Freebird? Freebird of golf.
No one plays it, but it's like hilarious to ask for it. You know.
What if you ask Skinner to play it? Is it okay then?
I guess I don't. You don't can't really ask. I mean, they don't have live fan feedback at the shows. I don't know how you.
Good point.
Do that.
El Guapo says I'm so sick of seeing Spike Lee run on the court. I would like to do a pacer, do the right thing, and set a good hard screen on him. So hard that it gives him a microcosm in his head. See? I told you, our guys have no idea what that means. You can't talk like that on the show,
that's
Matt
good.
Stell. They don't know what a microcosm
that's
is.
That's good. I like how that was. I like that meaning better than my.
El Guapo's a sick man. He's got a lot of problems. All right, we're going to take a timeout. The new star of the pop culture / media world is a guy in Cleveland who saved some women from 10 years of captivity. His name is Charles Ramsey. He has now been auto-tuned. It's official.
Yes.
What's the song called?
Yes.
Dead Giveaway.
Dead Giveaway.
It's a dead giveaway.
It is a beautiful thing. This is a little Matt Stell for you going into the break, though. And because Big Baby said I have to, I got to stay on task here and make sure I mention all the important things like